Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Yebazibwe Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Praise him, the Lord Jesus.
Mwasize mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'akaseera akalungi katuwadde.
For the good time he's given us.
Nate olwaleero.
Once again today.
Okwongera otuwa omusana ogw'okumanya.
Move on, give us the light of knowledge.
Era nga tumuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
And we give him back glory and honor.
Ngenda kukusaba ombuulizeeko ku muganda
wo. I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Mugambe Mukama afayo gyoli.
Tell them that God cares about you.
Era alina ebirowoozo ebirungi.
And he has good thoughts your way.
Okuwa enkomerero ennungi.
To give you a better end.
Okusinga entandikwa.
Than the beginning.
Muwe ekyawandiikibwa.
Give them a scripture.
Yeremiya 29.
Jeremiah 29.
Onyolwe kumpa 12.
Verses 10 and 12.
Mugambe ojasomawo.
Tell them you read there.
Olabe ebirowoozo ebirungi ebya Katonda.
See the good thoughts of God.
Era n'olwaleero agenda kuba ayongera okubituwa.
Even today is going to give them to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God because
today
too he has brought us.
It's
not been by our own to gather our feet to reaching this place. But after we became children, as
we speak
in Romans 8, verse 14 to 16, and those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. We know he has led us, he's taught us, he's encouraged us to bring us to this place. And he promises us there are good things there.
Bible
says Revelations 1:4. That these are one who come from the one who was, who is, and the one to come. And which come from the seven spirits of God. We want to move on.
N'okuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
With the call upon the nation Uganda.
Lw'amawanga gonna.
On behalf of all the nations.
Katonda kwazza asuubiza ebbanga ddene.
That God has promised for a long time.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okwe kuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
It's the call upon the nation Uganda.
Katonda kwazza asuubiza amawanga gonna.
That God has been promising all the nations.
Omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo.
God's final work.
Kusemazinga w'ensi.
On the planet Earth.
Nagusibuka mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
And springs from the nation of Uganda.
Era nga kuteereddwa mu omutwe ogwo omukulu.
And it's been put in that main heading.
Okuyitibwa.
The call.
Endagaano.
The covenant.
N'ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
And the glory of God.
Ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Nga bwe byali.
As it were, on the nation of Israel, in the eras of BC.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus much.
In
this fifth phase, and we call it the first part in the call.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. The major words we are to be explained ahead there. The word, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD, as it was on Israel, in the era of BC. But always we've been here. We've first gotten the introduction. The introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In this introduction,
destiny
where we saw the destiny enkomerero y'okuyitibwa kuno.
Yes, yebazi bwe.
Praise Jesus
Christ. First
got lightened concerning the destiny of this call.
Obache tuita keyword.
The keyword.
Yes, yebazi
bwe. Praise Jesus much.
Ekigambo ekikulu ekitunuulibwa mu
kuyitibwa. Keyword which is within the call.
Yes, yebazi bwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Destiny y'okuyitibwa.
The destiny of the call.
Endagaano.
And the covenant.
Ekitiibwa kya Katonda ku ggwanga lya
Uganda. Glory of God on the nation Uganda.
Ekyo nno twakiraba ku mulundi guli.
That one we saw it last time.
Twalaba nga Uganda twayitibwa okuteekateeka amawanga gonna.
We saw that Uganda will be called to prepare all nations
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
for the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Nga Isirayiri,
as Israel,
era nayo bwe yayitibwa mu biro biri,
it was also called in those seasons
okuteekateeka amawanga gonna
to prepare all the nations
olw'okuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
for the birth of the Lord Jesus.
Omulimu guno twategedde engeri y'okuddamu okukola.
This work we realize the way of how we are going to resume to do it.
Nga tuddamu okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
Then we resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We
got to understand still in the first introduction, we have been chosen to be the faithful servants who prepare our brethren in the entire world for the coming back of Jesus, that the other day may not fall upon us as a thief. The day of the Lord is coming. And as children in the light, whom Bible speaks in Thessalonians, that
that
day will not fall upon us like a thief.
So Uganda,
now Uganda,
destiny of
the destiny of the call and the covenant, and glory of God on this nation. It's in preparing all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ, and it's the end of all ages.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
have an aspect we began on last time after understanding the destiny of this call. We discovered it. We look to God revealing the call and the covenant and His glory in the nation Uganda through the journey which was moved, the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years. Praise Jesus much. I remember we began on that, on that issue. Then you understand that even the call didn't just fall like that, and was not made upon a research by any person. Now we began that aspect, God revealing the call, the covenant, and His glory on the nation of Uganda in the journey of heaven which was moved through the Bible for 7 years in the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we remember that we began and God explained the spiritual transports, those we use to go and see our Creator and the entire heaven, and we speak with Him, or He is and His angels to visit us on this world. Now we God explained of the transport like the vision, the dream, the trance, the urim, the azotal, the thamim, the spiritual transport. Last time we could explain of them. And through that God moved me to go to reveal to me the call and the covenant and His glory on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After we got explained of spiritual transports, now we want to get explained the meaning of the journey moved through the Bible for 7 years. These 7 years, what do they mean?
We're
going to see God was revealing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits blessing the nation of Uganda to work in the entire world.
It
we're going to be revealed of another, why this journey of heaven was moved through the Bible, to bring back the truth of the Bible in the entire world, and
He
is blessing the nation of Uganda. And what does the journey of heaven mean?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The journey of salvation brings back the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And they are all to begin from this nation.
So
after we finish these issues, then we shall move on with the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we wanted to first get explained all of that. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Thank you for committing yourself to seeking God in the scriptures of truth. We face in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God, to reach unto you the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. And we are still moving on to showing you how God revealed the call and the covenant and His glory on the nation of Uganda in the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years in the service of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotal, the urim, the thummim, the spiritual transport. And we winded up explaining the spiritual transport. This they want to understand the meaning. We want to know why the heaven was moved for 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God was revealing the seven spirits, which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. This time they are based in the nation of Uganda to work in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When they will ask you in any place, and you Uganda and the friends of Uganda and all those who love God, why is it that God revealed that call in the 7 years, the journey of heaven which spent 7 years? You answer and explain them that He was revealing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God, and they based the nation of Uganda to work in the entire world. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
anytime you hear that word, that the journey of heaven which spent 7 years, God moved it to me. And the circle behind the 7 years is to say from 2005 to 2011, He moved on to reveal the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, which
based
in the nation of Uganda to work in the entire world. Praise Jesus much. And this Holy Spirit in His fullness is the one going to encourage and mobilize us in the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Always, no one can go to serving God when they have not been led by the Spirit of God. We treat all us to first be revealed by the Holy Spirit and His fullness. Then He will lead us and to go to fulfilling the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus much. Now, as we read in Romans 8, verses 14,
Balumi esula ya munana olunyirwa 14. Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omoyo gwa Katonda, abo be bana ba Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omoyo wa
Katonda, all Lord led by the Spirit of God,
abo be bana ba Katonda,
those are the children of God.
So nge gwanga eryayitibwa.
Now, as the nation called
okuteekateeka manga gonna
to prepare all the nations
okuda kwa mukama waffe Yesu
for the coming back of Jesus,
okunona abatukuvu be
for His sake.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kyatugwanira okukulemberwa omoyo omutukuvu,
God has been led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
So,
now in that issue, God was supposed to reveal me fullness of the Holy Spirit as He's best in this nation
to
go work in all the other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
So much gamba kugamba.
Now that what that's why I've told you. Because as the nation calls, we cannot do it by your might, neither by your strength.
Let
Him reveal fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and the seven eyes of God, as is going to be leading us to fulfill the call and the covenant and the glory of God
in
the nation of Uganda.
Satan
Acts 1:8, that when the Spirit comes, He is the one who can give us power and be witnesses in the entire world. That journey that it spent 7 years, God intended to reveal fullness of the Holy Spirit the seven spirits of God on the nation of Uganda, where they are placed to work in the entire world. Let's read Acts 1:8. Acts chapter 1 verse
8. Namwe munabanga abajulirwa abange mu Yerusalemu ne mu Buyudaaya bonna ne mu Samaria nokutusa ku nkomero y'ensi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye muli webwa amanyi.
That you will be given power.
Omoyo mutukuvu bwali malokujja ku mwe.
Spirit when it will come on you.
Era muli bera abajulirwa abange.
And you will be my witnesses.
Mu Yudaaya.
In the Jerusalem.
Mu Yerusalemu.
In Judea. In the uttermost parts of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, when you hear the journey of heaven which spent 7 years, why through God revealed the call,
endagano,
the covenant, and His glory on the nation of Uganda, because of the work of preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus? It was required God to first reveal to me on what concerneth the Holy Spirit in His fullness. God is meant to lead us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That word, that's why I told you that the truth is this: the journey of heaven, which spent 7 years, 2005 to 2011,
it's
the journey will reveal the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God. And this time they base the nation Uganda to work in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus first. What I want you move to understand, as we move on, get explained of the call and the covenant and the glory of God
for
the nation of Uganda.
It
possible without the Spirit of God, but not by our power, neither by our mighty, but by the Spirit of God, as it tells us in Zechariah. Let us read there and we hear. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
Nadamu na ngamba anti, chino chechigambo chamu kama Elizeru Babeli, ngachio geranti, siru amanyi, so siru abuyinza.
Praise Jesus so much. He spoke and he said that not by power, neither by might, but by the Spirit of God.
So,
now, our nation as Uganda, we've been called for some long time. We are then prophecies in the Bible,
history
spoken of in the world, even in prophecies released today.
In
the nation of Uganda, even from nations abroad,
yes,
praise Jesus much. But this call, the time it is taken, we had not moved on to discover that not by power, neither by our might, but it's going to be possible by the Holy Spirit, and He works in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of
so
God. That is how it is, brethren.
We
are the journey of heaven for 7 years.
Muromanya,
we get to know that to the one sent to you, God moved him in that journey of heaven for 7 years.
The
intention of revealing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they based in the nation of Uganda.
You
move on, work in the entire world.
So,
now, by authority of the Holy Spirit, we are going to be able to witness in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. The meaning in all those words means we must take repentance.
Move on, will
come and accept the Spirit sent in our nation,
to
base in it, work in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. In it will help us and to be revealed of scriptures. Move on, explain our call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. All things we are marked in the Holy Scriptures, but without the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand them. That's why he speaks Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. And he says this. Proverbs 1:23.
Ngere sule soko nyura bilimwesatu. Muchuke oroku nenya kwange. Laba nafu komoyo kwange jemuli. Naba manyisa ebigambo byange.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tukirizo kunenya kwa
Katonda. Let us accept the rebuke of God.
Aiwe omoyo wetu.
Then he power his spirit to us.
Atumanyise ebigambo.
He will enable us to understand his words.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. Ngabwe
nkugambye.
Like I've told you.
Je bujja nga tunyonyoka okuyitibwa.
Ahead there as we get explained of the call.
Nenda gani.
And the covenant. And the glory of God.
Kugwangalia Uganda.
The nation of Uganda.
Bia wandikiwe bitukubye bigeno kunyonyola.
All the scripture that wants to explain that.
But
without the Holy Spirit, those scriptures could not be understood. We could not hold them as a nation of Uganda.
So,
now to move me the journey of heaven for 7 years, from 2005 to 2012, he was revealing fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and he
faced
in this nation of Uganda to work in the entire world. Praise Jesus.
So
much. In it we have to yearn much for the Holy Spirit
and
places in this nation of Uganda, and
it
moves on spread the entire world according to the work we are meant to do,
destiny
on the destiny of the call and the covenant
and
glory of God on the nation of Uganda, which involves preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus to take up his
saints.
And we have resumed preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But it is possible by our own. Now that journey
is
meant to show me our ability where it will come from.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
To
connect all scriptures, how will it be possible?
It
must be possible by the Spirit of God.
And
we understand him in his fullness.
That's
why they to put base in the nation of Uganda. As he had put the same base in the nation of Israel.
All
we move on reveal here.
In
the nation of Uganda.
There are
those which you are first in the nation of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we talk about
now, when we speak of fullness of Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2. This verse 3 and 4. This on fullness of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 3.
Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olunyolo okuna bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Nti abatume 10 n'ababiri,
that the 12 disciples,
we bali bakunganye kunaku no lwa
Pentecost, when they gathered on the day of Pentecost,
abali ndiro moyo mtukufu ajaba wa
amani, and they waited for the Holy Spirit to come empower them,
ngamu kama face we aliyabaga mkoa tume 8,
just as Jesus had told them in Acts 1:8,
cho moyo mtukufu alijali ba wa amani,
when the Spirit will come he'll give you power,
uli okembo bera abajulirwa
ba, then you will be my witnesses.
Ipo abatume sule ne yokubiri,
Acts chapter 2
nyoli soka pakoro yokubiri,
verses 1-2,
bali bakunganye kunaku lwa Pentecost,
they had gathered on the day of Pentecost,
abali ndiro moyo mtukufu agenda okubakulembera.
And they waited for the Holy Spirit was to lead them and to give him power, that they would be powerful witnesses of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. There was the great shaking.
It,
upon them came tongues of fire.
It
all got filled of the Holy Spirit.
And
began to speak tongues of all nations. Just as the Spirit enabled
yes,
them. Praise Jesus
Christ.
But the sign we want to bring out
is
tongues of fire which rested on their heads. Those which bring fullness of the Holy Spirit. The tongues of fire. They are meant to be how many?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those tongues have to appear seven to finish the seven spirits of God and to show us fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Now
the Spirit as we speak of him today is right in the nation of Uganda, and
he
can help us so much to fulfill the call on our nation. Now it's the second behind behind the 7 years of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Now to see fullness of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
Say,
when the apostles gathered on the day of Pentecost, and there appeared a violent shaking, and upon them rested tongues like of fire, and they got filled of the Holy Spirit.
But
the Holy Spirit appears in tongues of fire.
He's
going to show us fullness of the seven spirits, the book of Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5.
Revelation
4:5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvako kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gyemeye omusanvu gya Katonda.
Yesu
Revelation 4:5
agambye nti ne kuntebe
y'obwakabaka
bwa Katonda wali kuvako okumyansa
n'amaloboozi and the thunders.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
the seven lamps were before the throne. The seven lamps of fire. And
they
were blessed before the throne of God. And they said they are the seven spirits of God.
Now,
the fullness of the Holy Spirit appears in the seven spirits of God. And the secret behind the journey of heaven, which took 7 years, it was to move on to reveal the fullness of the Holy Spirit
who
places in this nation of Uganda to work in the entire world.
We've
been given a work to spearhead our brethren in preparing all nations. Not only us who are going to be in this work, many nations, people who love God, who are going to help to prepare their other brethren. Men have been called in this work, but we have been called to lead them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we thank God for that.
So
we understand how we can handle it. Initially, the call has been spoken of for a long time.
But
we didn't understand how we can handle that. How can we govern this world? It became so hard. But this time, God moves me the journey of heaven for 7 years and reveals me fullness of the Holy Spirit as it was in the nation of Israel.
It
resumes to flow from this nation Uganda and to lead the Ugandans and the friends of Uganda, all those who love God in the entire world, to prepare their brethren for the coming back of Jesus. Praise Jesus much. Now, seven spirits, their names, they are these ones down. He explains them in Isaiah 11:1-2.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we have the spirit of wisdom. We have the spirit of understanding. We have the spirit of counsel. The spirit of power. The spirit of the knowledge of God. The spirit of fear of God. And the spirit of the Lord.
And
this is the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
As
it's going to be leading us. Let's read in Isaiah 11:1-2. Isaiah 11:1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muliva ensibuka. N'ettabye liriva mu mizi liriba libibala. Olunyolo okubiri. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gwa magezi.
Tuyinako omwoyo wa Mukama.
We have the spirit of the Lord.
Omwoyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Omwoyo gw'okutegeera.
Tuyinako omwoyo w'okutegeera.
We have the spirit of understanding.
Omoyo wokutesa.
Omoyo
we have the spirit of counsel.
Namani.
Omoyo
we have the spirit of power.
Omoyo wokumanya.
Omoyo
wokumanya. We have the spirit of knowledge.
Nokutia mukama.
Nomoyo wokutia
mukama. The one of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Satwebaza Katonda.
Now we thank God.
Omoyo yowali wabujuvubwe.
The spirit is right here in His fullness.
Kuanga linilia
Uganda. In the nation of Uganda.
Iranga yagala okusinzira mufi.
And the one who bases in us.
Abumensi yona.
Spread the entire world.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So yensengola chulira ntulugendo batambwe mbabili okumalimya kamusa.
The reason you year the journey was moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The intention of revealing the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the ways to help us to fulfill the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda and the destinies to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ to take up his saints, which involve preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. This spirit in his fullness appears in the sign of the lampstand. Praise Jesus so much. As they were first in the nation of Israel, I expect you understand this well. Why he resumes to bring his fullness and to explain it in the form of the lampstand as they were in the nation of
Israel.
For we understood that Israel was called in the eras of BC to prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus. Moves on, come redeem us from our sins. But because Uganda is being called to be ahead of work, prepare all other nations for the coming back of Jesus to take up his saints. He was meant to resume, reveal the fullness of the Holy Spirit as he did to Israel. He resumes to work basing in Uganda and his fullness. And the difference we have on the nation of Israel,
the
things have been joined in their fullness,
and
we can tell nations in the fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the servant Moses, God first showed him the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the form of the lampstand, and when he told him to make this lampstand in the book of Exodus 25:31-32, and he told him this. Exodus chapter 25 from verse 31.
Ekikondo kiriwesebwa entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwaakyo ebikompe byaakyo n'emitwe gyaakyo n'ebimuli byaakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ngabulaba ekikondo ky'ettabaazi.
As you see that lampstand,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mukama yakigamba Musa.
God told it to Moses.
Mu biro byeri ebya bisinga.
Era of BC.
And
moved time yet he had not yet finished. He revealed the nation of Israel in the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the form of the lampstand. Israel could not get to understand them then.
It's
the reason there is a confusion. You'll find people with lampstands
and
others have 8 heads, others 9, others 12, but all both are wrong. The rightful is the one in Exodus 25,
31
and 32. Let's finish 32.
Exodus
25 verse
32. Mulubirizi lwaki olumu n'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mulubirizi lwaki olwokubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As you see that lampstand,
kirina kino ekya wakati,
it has the middle,
naye batugaa amatabi mukaga galiva mucho,
but it says 6 branches will come from it.
Ati amatabi asatu ku mukono ogwaddyo,
3 branches on the right hand,
ate n'amatabi asatu ku mukono
ogwa kkono, 3 branches on the left hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bwe kukola
it's to make 7 balls.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know the lampstands which are confusing the world these days. Others have 8 branches. Others 9 branches. Others 12 branches. Those have no meaning in the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Lampstand branches.
Rightful lampstand is meant to have 7 branches. To show the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And the middle, it is the Spirit of the Lord Himself. On the right hand, there is the Spirit of wisdom. There is the Spirit of understanding. There is the Spirit of counsel. And on the left hand, there is the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
God resumed to handle those issues and reveal them to the entire world. And is the best thing in our nation of Uganda.
Now
it is so good you first repent and welcome the Holy Spirit to lead us in this call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda as they were in the nation of Israel. And we know that we have been called to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ to take up His saints. And we resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As Israel was called in the era of BC to prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ,
that He redeems
His people from sin.
Praise
Jesus
Christ.
Now in that word, we understand what the 7 years mean. Most people would have said, why 7 years? Me too, I asked it myself. When God came to take me in the journey of heaven, He told me it's for 7 years. I asked why all taking all those 7 years. He said when they will end and finish, you will have understood. And from 2005 to 2011, when he finished, I understood why it took 7 years. That he was revealing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God. They are the 7 eyes of God.
Right
now they reached already in the nation of Uganda
to
work in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we are highly blessed that the work given us, it is not going to be hard because we are not involved in it alone. The reason before we explain detail of the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda as they are, we have first explained how they came about. We got the destiny of the call in the first part. Here we go to get explained. God revealed this call and the covenant and His glory on the nation of Uganda in the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, in the service of the visions, the dreams, the trance,
Azotal,
the Urim, the Thummim, the spiritual transports. And we got to explain the spiritual transports last time. Now we've got to explain the 7 years, the secret in them, revealing fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits. And they are the 7 eyes of God. Those He sent in the entire world. Because He sent in the entire world, we are co-workers with Him, and we have to be able to know Him. It's so hard to work with the one you do not know. Praise Jesus much. When
he
speaks with us, Revelation 5 and the verse 6 explains the 7 spirits. They at the eyes of God descends in the entire world. Because the Holy Spirit is living in this thing, we too have been sent together with Him. We were meant to first understand Him. Let's move on. Revelations 5:6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyatibwa ng'alina amayembe 7 n'amaaso 7
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to the lampstand, where you see how those lamps shine on the top and they are pointed like horns, the one who sees them from far may think it's horns, but not horns of God's. But they showed you the form of how the lamps shine. And they say Revelations 5:6, I saw the Lamb of God, he seemeth slain, and he has seven horns. They were not horns of the gods or of the sheep. No. Those seven lamps were shining. But the next, they appeared like eyes. Those balls you see shining, which are in the colors of rainbow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He said they are the seven spirits of God sent in the entire world. The eyes of God which based from heaven, he first focused on his nation, the nation called,
and
then he sends them all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We have been given a distinctive blessing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
the reason in prophecies we shall see released these days on the nation of Uganda and abroad, it shows we are a blessed nation. That God is in Uganda to do all works in the world. He is right here.
He
is best here to work in the entire world. I understood well of this in the journey of heaven without doubt.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That indeed the base is right here. Why haven't you revealed the things from any person from outside? And he said, because it's you were given.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He would have revealed all this we study of right from abroad. But no. He decided as he called us to give us all secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we thank him, Lord, for accepting fullness of his Holy Spirit to appear in our nation and to work to spread the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those are the 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And still we
know
that even though the Holy Spirit, he has the sign of the dove, but that sign does not differ from the lampstand. The reason they say when the Spirit came on the Lord Jesus, in the sign of the dove shining, giving light, there came light as you see that on the lampstand. Let's read in the Matthew 3, verse 16. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mazzi, laba eggulu ne limubikkukira, n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kanga ejjiba, ng'ayaka ng'ajja ku ye.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa.
Jesus after he got baptized,
and
he was coming out of the water, heavens open, he saw the Holy Spirit descending the sign of the dove,
lightning
shine on him, the sign of lighting on him. It brings out the seven lamps.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the Holy Spirit came in the sign of the dove. He was in the other prophecy, which is in Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2. And from the stump of Jesse, there came the branch. That is the Lord Jesus. He came right from the stump of Jesse. And they said the Spirit of the Lord will be on him, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of God.
It's
the Spirit in the fullness was on the Lord Jesus. It reached to spoken of him in John. When God gave him Spirit, he did not measure it for him. He gave him in the fullness. But good thing which is that spirit in his fullness, in God's final work,
signed
it based in our nation of Uganda,
to
work in the entire world. And we thank God for that. This time he's shown us the light of our call and the covenant and his glory on our nation. As we are to get explained of them ahead, praise Jesus much. But know of one thing,
still
where fullness of the Holy Spirit is,
there
are also seven groups of angels which stand before the Lord. For we've understood that the fullness of Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, still there are the seven eyes of God. But still there are angels who are sent, the seven groups which stand before the Lord to work. Now it means we are not going to work alone in this call. And I got strengthened in heart. I got strengthened when I realized the one on our side. When I knew the one in me as Uganda or the Holy Spirit, and I knew those on my side, the holy angels, I said, now let's go.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't be surprised when I get the boldness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Revelations 8, from verse
1
and
2,
they show us of the seven groups of angels, where there are seven commanders and they hold the trumpets. See these groups of angels here. We started them in the journey of heaven and their works.
Revelations 8 verse 1.
Praise Jesus. Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2. Now there was silence in heaven, and he saw seven groups of angels,
or
seven angels, those who stand before the Lord, and they were given trumpets, seven trumpets. They stand before the Lord. What they say standing before the Lord? We knew seven spirits of God. They are the seven eyes of God. Every group of angels stand under one spirit to minister.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those groups reached already in this nation.
The
journey of heaven, I saw them come building camps. And they base in this nation. They want to base to work in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
the secret of the 7 years. Of the journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years. The 7 years. The secret of the seven spirits of God, which make fullness of the Holy Spirit, and they are the seven eyes of God and the seven groups of angels, and they're based in this nation to work in the entire world.
So
we are not alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are not alone. Don't fear, and don't be dismayed on this work. That's why I've never gotten a single fear.
Speak
as words are in their power, neither to work as their powers are. I don't speak when I'm called. I feel strength enough to speak. I feel much proof.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And I thank God for that. That though they have two people, they can preach to them to the same power. Even if one, last time we were in Busoga, and the man got surprised, and I preached in five people, but I was like preaching to 1,000. Came ask me in secret, where do you get the power to preach in 5 people as if you preach in 1,000, in 10,000?
Yes,
praise Jesus. And I don't preach to only you who are there. I see groups of angels seated around. I feel heaven is hearing me.
Amen.
And I want to prove to it
that
indeed you sent me, O Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
many times I don't speak as I preach to you seated here. I speak with groups of angels, thousands of them. I speak with heavens, I want you to hear me.
For
he says the gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So tuweba za Katonda.
Now we thank God
that
even groups of angels, the seven, them two arrived to work with us. And
they are
those holding the weapons. Them two are seven. These of the trumpets are commanders. But these commanders
they
command the seven who hold the weapons. In Revelation 15 and the verse 1, he says this. Revelation 15 from verse 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala muguru akanena akechitalo bamalaika musanvu ngabali nebonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwakatona mwebutukirira.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus
Christ.
He saw another sign in heaven. The other seven angels
who
have bowels of the wrath of God. The weapons.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. What you have to know is one, brethren. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty to demolish strongholds. Now God put seven groups of angels, those with our weapons, seven groups. If you're going to work with the Holy Spirit on behalf of Father and Son, even angels, we work with them in this work.
We
all reveal them in the 7 years or in the secret of the 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Don't you think you'll be in this work alone? We have a number of groups of angels. And these, their number
is
beyond 100 trillion. Even though those in heaven, the total number of angels in heaven, they are 100 trillion. But these are our colleagues who work in the bottomless pit. 200 billions. They work on the mission of death and hell.
The
total number of angels who have come, they are many.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. That's why I don't get dismayed. In Revelation 5, verse 11, first speaks of these angels like this. Revelation 5:11.
Nendaba, nempulire eddoboozi lya malayika abangi. Abetolodde entebe n'ebiramu n'abakadde n'omuwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi emirundi obukumi mu enkumi emirundi nkumi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The number of angels in heaven, according to Revelation 5 verses 11, they are 100 trillions. And those are ready to work with us in the entire world. What surprises, it's also the final work they want to involve in the journey of heaven as we're in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. As Hebrews 12:22-23
says,
every group of angels were warming up. Go serve in this
God.
And the bases are in Uganda. Let's go there. Group
you
see roads from heaven accessing us. The ladders.
Yet
coming with different luggage.
I,
from those visions of trance.
Ngandi musanyufu
nyo. And I'm so overjoyed.
Natambula ngani njogera ngandi mugumu.
Spoke bold.
Na inga chali wonze kanga abanji tabana na
I was still
alone. Ngali ero we muri abanji.
And many had not yet known like today.
Ninga ndaba checho sidi ze kanze.
But I saw I'm not alone.
Ngamfayo ngandi yudesanyu
yomna. And I come overjoyed.
And they
say, whoever will touch me, they will face it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus Christ. For
a
guarantee of strength and power as now. And I'll keep the Spirit of God never to
grieve
him. Hold guarantee that to the end of my
works.
That I'll go back to kingdom of heaven. That's what I pray for every servant of God. The living God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So,
when you read Revelation 5, verse 11, they show 100 trillion of angels. They are far more than human beings on this world. For on the world, we are like 8 billions of now. Now see, besides 100 trillion of angels working in heaven, those who live in heaven, their number is far big, more than people in the world. Only 8 billion. They are not equal even to those who work in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God in hell. Those who are called
to
the hell,
but
them too are 200 billions. They are very many. Revelations
9
verse
16.
Revelations 9 verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo. Malaiko wobunya obutakoma. Erinya lye mu Lwebulaniya Abadoni. Ne mu Lyonani alina erinya Apoloni.
Kabaka waba malaika abakola mbunya obutakoma.
The king of the angels who work in the bottomless pit.
Akula mukomera lya Katonda
ayegeena. The prison of God that is hell.
Aitibwa malaika Abadon.
He's called angel Abaddon.
Na ye namba ye.
But this number.
Kubikulibwa
Revelations 9 verse 16 speaks of it like this.
Revelations 9:16.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Army of the angels who work on death and hell. Binding demons. Taking spirits of rebellious in hell, they are numbered 200 billions. Join them on 100 trillions who come from Jerusalem of heaven. Armies of angels sent in this work are many. And in this work we prove to work together with the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. Even the seven groups of angels. And they are on our side. To come to pass what is
speaks.
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In the verses 9, and he says this.
Abakorinso ekisoka esula ya 3 olinyolo mwenda.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 9.
Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne. Muli nimiro ya Katonda. Muli nyumba ya Katonda.
Yes, ye bazibenye.
Praise Jesus
much. Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne.
For God we are his co-workers.
Mwenge kanisa.
You are the church.
Muli nyumba ya Katonda.
You are the house of God.
Nyumba ya moyo mtukufu.
The house of the Holy Spirit.
Muli nimiro ye.
You are his field.
Yes, ye bazibenye.
Praise Jesus.
So kumurundi guno.
Now on this time.
Uganda gogenda kulembera mbali.
Uganda you're going to speak ahead of the others. To work with God.
Iranga base yo moyo mtukufu ayino tukulembera.
Base of the Holy Spirit to lead us.
Kuruwa kitafe.
On behalf of the Father.
Nomba moyo mtukufu.
Son and the Holy Spirit.
Base
has been put in this nation.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. That comes to pass in 2 Corinthians 6 from verse 1. And he says this. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 1.
Era bwe tukolera emirimu awamu naye tubegayirira obutaweerwa bwere kisa kya Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era bwe tukolera emirimu awamu naye.
We do works together with him.
Tukola ne Katonda.
We work with
God. Tuweredwe kisa kino.
We have been blessed.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. We have been given this grace and we shouldn't take it in vain. A long time we've been told that we are called, yet we have no power. And the Holy Spirit wants to come lead us, his work to move on, but we lack power.
In times
we despise among ourselves,
this
time no despising ourselves, brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. He leading us is already alive.
The
spirit of truth.
The
spirit in his fullness.
The
seven spirits of God. The seven eyes of God.
All
faith in the entire world. Wants to lead us everywhere.
And
we are filled with favor. We are filled with favor. The secret of the journey of heaven is of 7 years. The 7 years reveal fullness of Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. And they are the seven eyes of God. And the seven groups of angels, those on our side,
will be
lead us again in this work. The call, the glory, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda.
We
prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus.
We
take up his saints, resuming preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But we are not alone. Angel Gabriel said in Revelations 22 verse 7 and 8,
explain
that angels are ready to work with those who hold the word of God. Let's read and we hear. Revelations 22 verses 8.
Bwe nawulira nendaba nevunama okusinza mu maaso g'ebigere bya malayika ndaga bino. Olunyolo omwenda n'angamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo, ndi muddu munno era owa mu baganda bo bannabbi n'abo abakwata ebigambo by'ekitabo kino sinza Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Subwechityo.
Now thus, Angel Gabriel explained to Apostle John
in
the book of Revelations, Revelations
22,
verse 7 to 9. After John was shown all,
he
wanted to bow before the angel showed him. And he said, don't do that.
The
workers with those the prophets, those who hold the words of this book, you worship God. Now the armies of these angels, the seven groups, they want to work us in this call. They already made camps. Just as you see in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 15 into chapter 2 Kings chapter 6 13 to 15.
Second
Kings chapter 6 verse 15.
Awo omuddu wa musajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma, laba ejje n'embalaasi n'amagaali nga bazingiza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti, zitusanze mukama wange, tunaakola tutya? Olunyolo 16 n'addamu nti, totya, kubanga abali naffe bangi okusinga abali nabo. Olunyolo 17 Erisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti, mukama wange nkwegayiridde, omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba. Awo laba, olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Basekabaka kino ekyokubiri esula ey'omukaaga.
2 Kings chapter 6.
Verse
13.
Bakolwa 20.
Into 20.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu biro bya nabbi Erisa.
In the era of prophet Elisha,
There were enemies
who attacked that nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in attacking
it,
they had demons among them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the servant together with Prophet Elisha, the servant Gahazi, when he moved
come
out,
so
amidst of the enemy surrounding the entire city,
he came
told the prophet Elisha
that
this day we are finished because they have already surrounded us. Prophet Elisha told him one thing. All day and long Gahazi
had not seen. He
told him those with our enemies.
Enemies
were not alone. They had demons in them.
He
told them those with us.
They are
more than those with them.
God
open his spiritual eyes.
He stopped that
surrounding the Elisha.
There are
camps of angels. Angels of fire.
Those
who move on the fiery horses.
They
come from the 16th row of the angels.
It's
spoken of in Revelation
14,
in the verse
18.
Those led by the angel in charge of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So thus
these angels are encamped. And even today, they already made camps right from 2005 to 2011. I saw them descend building everywhere all over the nation. And they said the callers began.
We
are going to send them make camps in other nations. And as we reach there, things will be easy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we shouldn't worry in this work.
A
secret of 7 years. Revealing fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God descending in the world. And
then
fullness of the Spirit is followed of seven
spirits of angels.
And we chosen to lead people in this work in all nations for the coming back of Jesus. The best in this nation, that of the Holy Spirit and the
angels.
And indeed,
that
is total proof.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So that we now
shouldn't worry in this
issue.
These angels will help us
to
fulfill the entire Bible.
To
fulfill it.
That's why in
Psalms 103,
19
to
20,
speaks of the angels like this.
Zaburi esura ya 13 olinyolwe 19.
Psalms 103 from verse 19.
Mukama yanyweze entebe ye mugulu no wakabaka bwe bufuga byonna. Olunyolwa 2. Mumwebaze mukama mwe bamalaika be mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize kigambo kye.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
According to
Psalms
103:19
unto 20.
Bible
says, thank him, the Lord is angels,
the
mighty ones who fulfill his word, listen to the voice of his word.
So,
behind the fullness of Holy Spirit,
the
seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God,
sending
them to the
world.
Seven groups of angels. These are mighty ones. They are based in this nation to fulfill the word of God.
As
they listen to the voice of his word, that's where the reason came. Why the journey was moved through the Bible. To reveal truth of the Bible and no adding in it, no subtraction of it, no twisting anything, not twisting anything, but to preach command by command, and even the entire call and the covenant and the glory of God
on
the nation of Uganda. We are marked in the Holy Spirit. That's where we shall begin from. Understand why the journey of heaven was moved through the Bible, to reveal truth of the Bible as it's in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
let's arise on our feet. As we will come, the Holy Spirit
in fullness.
We pray for seven groups of angels.
And
right now we've understood. Begin, we walk. We shall
not
ever backslide. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Arise on your feet. Father who is good. We glorify you. We give you praise and honor. We thank you for the good time you have given us. See, oh God. God, as God revealed us the call
that
he promised all nations
of
the nation of Uganda.
Oh,
our Father, see, it is your work, the final work on the planet and
is
basing
in
the nation of Uganda all over the world.
Revival
is the greatest, which is the last on the planet Earth. And oh Lord, put in the heading saying that the call and the covenant and the glory of God
on
the nation of Uganda on the era of Eddie as it was in the Israel in the era of BC involves preparing all the nations for the coming back of Jesus to take up his saints and
we
resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness
and
the kingdom of heaven. Does Israel prepare birth on earth for redeeming us. Move on to redeem. And we ask
you
your Holy Spirit. And as you put in this world, let him manifest that we can fulfill the call,
endagano,
the covenant, and the glory of the nation of Uganda. We come to repent first.
For
you told us,
Philippians
chapter 4,
and
the verse 6,
we
tell you what we need through the prayer,
nemukwebaza ai mulungi katonda wa formulamu
tukwebaza
kubanga otukirizanga lero ai kitafu mulungi tumanyi bulungi okuyitibwa kuno oso kuogera ke banga dene emyaka mingi ejise ngana ite tugonda so tusaba ai mukama okirizo kwenenya kwa fe kubanga Bible yegamba muzaburi sure soka
Proverbs 1.
Mungere sure soka.
Proverbs 1. Verse 23.
Ntimukirizo kunenya kwangi.
Mbaiweko
omoyo wangi.
Abantu
otegerebi gambo byangi.
Era
watugamba. Barumi sure yo munana. Onyore 14. Tabakulemba moyo wa Katonda.
Bebana
ba Katonda. Ai mulungi. Twenenya. Okirizo moyo wo. Arabisiwe mufi. Ngegwange lya itibwa. Era ne mawanga gonna. Ngagawulira okuyitibwa kuno. Leko moyo mutukuvu. Arabisiwe sebo kitafwe. Tukwebaza
and thank you, God. You told us.
When
we have repented, you give us the Holy Spirit.
To
us understand the call.
Gambo
to us understand the
word.
Oh, God Almighty.
And
when he comes,
gives
us power. Acts 1:8. Almighty God.
And spoken
Acts 1. Verses 8.
When
the Spirit will come,
he
give you power.
You
will be my witnesses all over the world.
You secretly
why you
broke me?
The
kind of
7
to reveal
the
fullness
of the Holy Spirit,
to make
the fullness of
Uganda,
the nation of Uganda, to walk in the world. We thank you, Father, for you've shown us in Revelation chapter 4, verses 5, the seven spirits of God,
which
make the four, seven lamps, and we have
a Isaiah 11,
verses 1, and the 2,
there's
the spirit of wisdom,
we
ask of God,
here's
the spirit of wisdom, which is in the world, the spirit of wisdom.
Ayongera okukola mufu
ayika
tunomize mitu yona twanirize moyo mutukufu
umetima
jaffe omoya
besing
mugwanga lyaffe okola munsi yona
aleto
okutegeera
okuli
mu kigambo kya Katonda
tusoka
tujule okutegeera
okwe
kigambo kya Katonda
tukutwale
munsi yona
naye
atukulembeddemu
twaniriza
omoyo w'okuteesa ako omoyo
w'okuteesa
ako mukama
atubikulire
okuteesa ako
okuli
mu kigambo kyo
tutambulire
mu kwagala kwo
tukole
okwagala
utamriya
mchikende ruwacho
ayi
muize bintu
na
ganga
botu
botu gamba
Isaiah
sura 11
onyorusoka
nuro kubiri
tumoyo
wa magazi omoyo wa mkama
nomoyo
wa magazi
omoyo
kutegera omoyo
kutesa
alibera kuye
kwani
zo moyo wa amani okutu wa amani
ganga
siru wa amani
siru
wa buyiza
meru
wa moyo wa Katonda
namu
Zakaria sura kuna
nonyoro
mkaga mkama
tuaniliza
omoyo wa amani
atuyambe
okusiguku
uproot
chotazimba na chotazimba mu kanisa zo mukama musiyo na muri nyali ya Yesu mwana wa katondo omulamu tukwaniza ayi mukama omoyo wa magezi omoyo wa omoyo kutegera omoyo kutesa omoyo wa amani jango tukulemberemo ngegwange lya yitibwa okwedole siyo na wa amani tusobola kumunyenjiri eyo mwakaba kwa katonda no mutukirivu mwakaba kwa omuguru na tutekateka manga gonna olwokuda kwa mukama wa Yesu tukwaniza omoyo wa kumanya katonda jango omoyo wa kumanya katonda kubanga bebuli yegamba abantu ba katonda bazikira olwokubula okumanya no tugamba mu Yokana 17:3 tobulamu obutagwawo okumanya katonda omu amazima noyo Kristo gwe yatuma twaniza omoyo wa kumanya mu Uganda leka orabisibwe mukama mu mawanga nga tugenda orabisibwe omoyo wa kumanya ochalenjinga eseno mu kumanya okwekitalo leka otufuula abamanyi leka otufuula abamanyi mu kigambo kyo nga tujudde omusana ogw'okumanya amaanyi amangi galyoke gavenga gy'oli okutukulemberamu nabo wagamba mbakolisa ekyokubiri essula ey'okuna oluyi olw'omukaaga paka olw'omusanvu tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe ayi mukama gwewalagira omusana omungi ogw'ekigambo kyo gwake mu kizikiza tenaye obugaga obwo obutadde mu biya byaffe eby'ebbumba amaanyi amangi galyoke gavenga gy'oli twaniza omwoyo w'okumanya mu bannayuganda bonna mikwano gy'eggwanga abaana ba katonda abakuyanira mu nsi yonna okuteekateeka manga gonna olw'okuda kwa mukama waffe yesu n'okumanya okungi mu linnya lya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu twaniza omwoyo okutya mukama nga mu isaaya 11 olw'okubiri bayibuli yegamba nti okutya mukama kukyawa kibi nga mu ngero essuula ey'omunaana olw'13 era mu ngero 16 16 okutya mukama kuyamba bangi okuva mu kibi twaniza omwoyo okutya mukama ebennyini nga uganda tusooke tukyawa ekibi tukikyayire eddala tukyesonyiwe tukiveeko mukama tukyuse abangi okwetoola ensi yonna waba wasuubiza mu daniyeri 12 nti abalina amagezi balikyusa bangi era mukama twagala okutuusa bangi eri obutuukirivu osiŋŋaanewo okukkiriza mu nsi muno mukama twaniza omwoyo wa mukama ogulumiza kitaffe muffe ne mu nsi yonna bayibuli ekwogerako mu Yokaana essula ey'16 olunyo olw'12 paka olw'15 ti omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alijja era alitoola ku byange n'abawa kubanga ebyange ebya kitange era alingulumiza nze ayi omwoyo wa mukama tukwaniriza ogulumiza kitaffe mu Uganda okakanye emitima gy'abannayuganda bagondere kitaffe ali mukulu bafuuke omusana gw'ensi bamulisize ensi yonna eseraba ekitiibwa kya katonda omulamu omuyiza ebintu byonna nga bwe tukimanyi nti omwoyo wo omutukuvu omutumye edda nga mu zabuli 13 nti otuma omwoyo gwo n'ebitondebwa n'ozabujja amaaso g'ensi leka otuza obujja nga uganda ekkanisa mu uganda ekkanisa mu nsi yonna leka omwoyo w'atuza obujja ensibe yali enjereere nga yeetabuddetabudde mu luberebera essuula esooka onyosooka n'olwokubiri omwoyo omutukuvu yamamira kungulu kw'obuzima omwoyo omutukuvu weyamamira kungulu kubuzima noyawula ekizikiza n'omusana leka omwoyo omutukuvu amamire mu ggwanga leka omwoyo omutukuvu amamire ku ggwanga ne mu bannayuganda ne mu bana abakuyayanira mu nsi yonna mukama tutambule n'amaanyi amangi ag'omwoyo omutukuvu mukama twaniza ekibinja kya malayika twaniza bamalayika 11 abalina okukola ku saidi yaffe abatambulira wansi w'obujju bw'omwoyo omutukuvu emyomusanvu egya katonda mukama ogambye mu kubikolerwa essula ey'omunaana onyosoka n'olw tinenda bamalayika musanvu ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu twaniza emija malayika omusanvu okuduumira era bamalayika mugolokoka eyo okampu yonna gye mubadde mu ggwanga lya uganda n'okuva mu ggolo mujje tutanula okukola era muduumire omulimu gwa katonda bayibuli yegamba kubikwesula 15 olunya olusooka tinenda bamalayika musanvu nga balina ebiyo omusanvu ebyokuwensa bya katonda omuli obusungu bwa katonda twaniza emija byonna ebya malayika n'okuta ebyokuwensa bya katonda kubanga bayibuli yegamba bakolisa ekyokubiri essula ey'ekkumi olw'okuna paka olw'omukaaga ebyokulwanyisa byaffe si byampiina musaayi naye byamaanyi n'okumenya ebigo mukama tusooka okwaniriza ekira bamalayika ab'entalo abasatu abasooka mu zaakaliya essula eri esooka olw'18 paka olw'21 waliwo amayembe ana emyeyo emibi egyonoona abaana ba katonda egisula abaana ba katonda egisudde amakanisa ne batayiriza kuyimirira n'okutegeera ebiro twaniza egya bamalayika abasagguzi bamalayika abaweesi abasagguzi ne kankalo bayitemu mukama sindika jira mu malaika bentalo abali mu Zakariya sura esooka olunyo lwe 18 akabiri mbolomo bayitamu okunoonya emyejoobi okusaggula okufefeta bayibuli yagamba Daniyeri 12 olunyo olusooka nti mayika omulangira omwe ali bayimirirawo mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma ayi katonda afa omulungi tusaba jira mu malaika maiko naye baalwana amugulu ku bikwe sura 12 olunyo olw'omusanvu mpaka 10 ne bagoba sitaani ne bamalaika b'omugulu tuyita jira mu malaika maiko okuyita mu ggwanga lino okugaba emizimu okutega emizimu mpaka nga ekkanisa yo tuli bawangu zino kkirawo mu linnya lya Yesu bayibuli yegamba Baruumi esula y'omunaana olunyo olwa 3:4 mpaka 3:9 nti katonda bw'obeera kusaidia ffe omulabe waffe yaani nti naye tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo ku bikkirwa esula y'omukaaga olunyo olusooka mpaka olw'okubiri ne tuwa malayika maiko ng'atudde ku mbalaasa enjeru n'aweebwa omutego n'aweebwa n'engule agende ng'awangula malayika maiko n'ekibinja kyo mu lutaamu leero kwata emizimu egiri bannabbi b'obulimba abatuma b'obulimba abasumba b'obulimba abalaguzi n'abalogo bonna mu uganda namu nsi yonna malayika maiko yitamu kaakano tegeka ekkubo lya mukama tegeka ekkubo ly'enjeri kulemberamu malayika maiko kulemberamu n'ekibinja kyo mukwate emyejoobi mukwate emizimu amaanyi gakizikisa ataalumba ekkanisa mu uganda ataalumba ekkanisa mu nsi yonna kaakano okumenyaamenya emyejoobi bamalayika abaagwa mulumbe bonna bonna mu linnya lya Yesu tumejere bamalayika ab'entalo tumejere bamalayika b'entalo bakwate emizimu n'amaanyi gakizikisa agaalumba eggwanga ne gatulemesa okuyimirira mu kuyitibwa kwaffe tumejere bamalayika b'enjegere bakwate emizimu basibe mu linnya obutekoma malayika maiko ng'ayitamu kaakano n'emitego era atumirako ejira malayika ab'enjegere bayibuli yegamba mu Matayo 12 olunyo lw'29 tosobola kuyingira mu nnyumba ey'ow'amaanyi noonoona emirimu gye okuggyako ng'osoose n'okwata n'osiba ow'amaanyi oyo tuma malayika w'enjegere ali mu kubikulirwa essula y'20 olunyo olusooka n'olw'okubiri eyasiba ogusota sitaani mu bunnya obutakoma ne kaakano mutume ayitemu n'enjegere asibe emizimu asibe amaanyi g'ekizikusa mu linnya erya Yesu bayibuli yegamba natemu mu kubikulirwa essula ey'omwenda nonyere 11 tibalina malayika abakulira malayika w'obunnya obutakoma malayika abadooni mutume ow'enjegere tuma malayika w'enjegere akwate emizimu akwate emizimu ekibade kyakola makanisa ag'obulimba mu uganda ne mu nsi yonna akwate emizimu ete bannabbi b'obulimba ekiragula gyogerwako ogabatume 16 onyere 16 waliwo omuwala eyaliko dayimooni eragula bannabbi abakazi bannabbi abalogo abalina emizimu ekiragula temumaleka w'enjegere akwate emizimu mu uganda wonna buli maanyi gakizikisa buli ddogo buli busumize abagaba emiti abagaba empeta tuma malayika ow'enjegere akwata emizimu gyabwe batuuke okulagula nga tebikyakola batuuke okuloga nga tebikyakola mu linnya erya Yesu mwana wa Katonda omulamu tuma malayika w'enjegere akwata emizimu agisibe bayibuli egamba mu Juda esula esooka onyola omukaaga ne bamalayika abataakuma bitiibwa byabwe abakumi namu njegereza ekizikiza wansi w'obunnya tosindika mizimu mu malungu tosindika mizimu mu nnyanja naye mu bunnya obutakoma okuva ku nnaku lw'omusanvu mu linnya lya katonda omulamu bayibuli egamba site ekyokubiri essula ey'okubiri onyola okuna ne bamalayika abataakuma bitiibwa byabwe abakumi namu njegereza ekizikiza wansi w'obunnya tusindika emyejoobi mu bunnya obutakoma bayibuli ekuwa obuyinza mu Matayo 18:18 buli ky'onaasibanga ku nsi ne mu ggulu kisibibwa naye mukama akulagiridde ejire bamalayika abali kusaidia ffe bamalayika b'enjegere batume bakwate emizimu batume bayibuli egamba Ebulaniya essula esooka 13:14 nti bamalayika emeya gitumibwa abagenda okuweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi atugenda okukola mu nsi yonna olw'okuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lyaffe kaakano tuma ekire bamalayika b'enjegere bakwate emizimu bakisibe mu bunnya obutakoma tuteekwa okuyimusa okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga tuteekwa oteekateeka amaanga gonna olw'okudda yesu tuteekwa okuzza obuggya enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda n'obutuukirivu mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu mu nsi yonna teri maanyi gakizikisa agagenda otulemesa teri maanyi gakizikiza agagenda otulemesa ku mulundi guno bukyanga mukama atuyita ne tudda emabega leero tekyali kudda mabega mu linnya lya Yesu mwana wa Katonda omulamu Genda maso tumene
mamalaika. Mamalaika
ba maliro.
Angels of fire.
Naba makume. Bible yabogera ko. Bikuru yasule 14. Nonyere 18. Nenda mamalaika. Ya kulira maliro. Naba kutodo cha mkama. Cha sabu. Ai katuna fomoroji. Kusabo tume. Echini ya cha mamalaika. Mamalaika ba maliro. Baite makankano. Okocha manga chisikisa. Okocha dogo. Okocha musamisa. Bali dogo yonda. Naba musamisa. Yocha yocha. Mamalaika ba maliro. Makume. Ezekari kome gamba nenda mamalaika nagena masakati kechoto ekiri masakati kaba kerubi bakerubi nama mulo mariro nagena namashira kumibuka vya baroko Bible ye gamba ye maraiko yo murumere verye yalavika na yuchasoda mwane gomara yuchasoda mwane gomara tuma maraika omariro amashira omariro tuma kumasabo amasabo mo Uganda amasabo mo Osiona okocha manga chisikusa amasabo age kwese mungi ya kanisa panabi wabulimba abarogo abasuma wabulimba abasuma wabulimba abulisi wengi wabulimba tumamareka wabulio mutume egwanga lino liteke duwa kuwera omusana gweusi egwanga lino liteke duwa kumarisa ama wanga gona na mkama wafe Yesu agendo kuta teka kusisimpale na tutese tese baganda wafe na ye oruama nge chizikisa tumamareka wabulio ya yoche yuchamanyi nge chizikisa yuchamanyi Your Chamanica, 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 your Chamanica,
Yosua yagamba enjuba n'omwezi biyimirire atanga tumaze okuwagula era tugamba omwoyo omutukufu nga bw'otukulembeddemu ne bamalayika muyimirire paka nga Uganda etuukiriza okuyitibwa okwo paka nga Uganda etegeka amaanga gonna olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu mwebale mukama webale katonda omulamu tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo webale katonda waffe webale mulokozi waffe.
Thank you, our Savior.